Three men were fined a total of $7,605 recently for spear-fishing walleye. A Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry media release notes they were fined for spearing walleye, obstructing a fisheries officer, abandoning fish, possessing walleye out of season and possessing a spear at night within 30 meters of the water's edge. According to the media release, the court heard that on April 29, 2023, conservation officers were surveilling near Isilda in relation to public complaints about people spearing spawning walleye during the closed season. In the early hours that morning, officers observed Patrick Morisseau and Aidan Jolie in the water in possession of spears, spearing large walleye during the spawn, according to the media release. All walleye successfully speared were observed to be brought onto shore to Jack Horsville, who was aiding in spotlighting the speared walleye. The media release added that walleye that had been injured during the spearing and managed to release themselves from the spear barbs floated downriver, and that no attempt was made to recover them. The media release alleges Jolie obstructed officers by throwing evidence into the river and fleeing the scene. Morisseau, of Sudbury, pleaded guilty to possessing fish caught in contravention of Ontario fishery regulations under the Fisheries Act, abandoning fish suitable for food, fishing by means other than angling and possessing a spear for fishing. He was fined a total of $2,469, suspended from fishing for a total of 2 years, and the fish and spear were forfeited to the Crown. Jolie, of Valcarron, pleaded guilty to possessing fish caught in contravention of Ontario fishery regulations under the Fisheries Act, obstructing a fisheries officer, fishing by means other than angling and possessing a spear for fishing. He was fined a total of $2,469, suspended from fishing for 2 years, and the fish and spear were forfeited to the Crown. Horsville, of Garson, pleaded guilty to possessing fish caught in contravention of the Ontario fishery regulations under the Fisheries Act, fishing by means other than angling and unlawfully using artificial light to attract fish. He was fined a total of $2,667, and the fish were forfeited to the Crown. To report a natural resource problem or provide information about an unsolved case, members of the public can call the Ministry Tips Line toll-free at 1-877-847-7667. Crime Stoppers can also be contacted anonymously at 1-800-222-TIPS. For more information about unsolved cases, visit ontario.ca/manarftips.